We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda. Chapter 3. What do you hate in France? Did you meet any bad surprises?
Oh, that has to go without
saying. Julia. She lives in France permanently since 2004.
Oh, that has to go without saying is bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. It's very, very difficult. Especially trying to run a business if you were trying to do it yourself. There's so much paperwork to have to do, and every which way you turn, you think you've done everything right, and suddenly you find out things aren't correct. A number of times I've sent paperwork off to be told it's not been received. I find those sort of things rather frustrating. I've never really had those sort of problems with running a business that I did in the UK. And there was always somebody you could speak to on the phone, which is very, very difficult here in France. There is one thing that's a really strange quirk about living in France. Is sometimes rules are there for some, and sometimes they can be broken for others. It all depends on the situation you find yourself in and where you live.
I think the language barrier...
Lynn, she lives in France for 2 years.
I think the language barrier irritates me a little because when I'm trying to find out information, and I know you sort of alluded to the fact that the French people aren't very friendly, but the fact that it's very difficult to get the information I need, and I try to be a good person and be... And have all documentation and everything I have in place to live in France, but I find it very difficult to get the information, and that is one of the things. And the everything that you need to do is very complicated, I find here. For example, changing my car over to French plates was very complicated, long drawn out process. But if you keep plugging away at it, you know, chipping away bit by bit, it happens, and I'm glad about that. But I do find it a little bit frustrating trying to find out information.
Did you meet any surprise, bad surprise?
I think the cost of living is a lot more expensive over here. Now I've chosen to be a retired person. I'm not a retirable age, but I've worked for many years of my life, 43 years in work, and it gets to a point where, you know, I don't want the stress of working anymore, and I've obviously worked, so I have a private pension. But I think the cost of living is a lot higher here, and because of the unsettled pound to euro exchange rate, obviously it's more difficult, because you don't get so much money, you know, for what you've earned in England, and to transfer it into France. So, and I find fresh meat, the meat over here is very expensive, and just generally everything is more expensive than over in England, I find. Yeah.
This is a bad surprise, no?
Well, it is, but there, when you look at it, that's only one thing that, you know, the good things outweigh the bad things here. Okay, so you've got to be a bit more careful with your money and how you spend it, but and be a bit more, you know, worried about your budget, etc., to live. But, you know, there are other things. I mean, you don't have to do lots and lots of activities here, you know, to spend lots of money. You could just go out and enjoy the countryside, and you can go to the beautiful beaches. You know, you go to the towns, and there are a lot of historic towns to look at. And there are good things about France, you know, and I think the good things outweigh the fact that it's more expensive here. But, I mean, that's life really, isn't it?
What I really hate.
Louisa, she lives in France permanently for 5 years.
What I really hate, literally, and I have thought about this because I've been asked this before, and I genuinely cannot think of anything I hate other than the fact that my language is not up to scratch. It's enough to get by, and I do take lessons, but not very much, it seems to go in. And so I do miss the ability to go to the theatre, to go to the cinema, to carry on more in-depth conversations with my French friends. I can be superficial, but when it gets to a certain point, and particularly if they're very fast speakers, then I'm lost. So I'm sorry that my French isn't better. For life here to be perfect for me, I would be slightly richer, but also I would speak fluent French.
What about the paperwork?
The paperwork is often something that people who come here are concerned about, because there seems to be such a lot of it. But that's because they're starting a completely new life. And when you think of all the paperwork you've had over your life, your birth certificate, your marriage certificate, you don't notice that you've had the quantity of paperwork throughout your life, and now suddenly you're effectively doing it all at once, and so it seems like an enormous amount, but actually it's not. And once you've got through that first hurdle of paperwork, then it's not so bad.
And did you get some bad surprises?
No, absolutely none. I always thought when we had a maison secondaire here, I thought that at some point the rose-tinted glasses, thinking, oh, everything is wonderful, would fall from my eyes. And they didn't. And I thought when I moved here full-time that then I would really find all the problems, find all the difficulties. Well, I've been here 5 years now and I still haven't found the problems. So, yeah, I find it incredibly easy.
I think the biggest challenge...
Caroline and her husband. They live in France permanently for 18 months.
I think the biggest challenge, apart from doing everything in a different language, was setting up the businesses, The Jardin Créatif was quite easy. We did that all online. But the nursery, the pépinière, that was more difficult. And it took me almost a year to actually sort out all the bureaucracy and paperwork and get my social security number and actually, you know, be able to get into their system. And I'm still having a few problems with that even this week. But that was frustrating. But I think everything else is, everybody's just been so helpful everywhere we've been. And we have friends here, so, you know, we felt at home immediately that we moved in. We are getting there in terms of learning the language. Mm-hmm. But obviously that's another challenge. But I think we didn't come here looking for an easy life. We enjoy a challenge, don't we? So the whole thing has been, you know, it's keeping us on our toes. You know, there's something to get up for every day. We're never bored. And yeah, just a few bits of paperwork that were difficult. And of course, the B word, Brexit has not helped us in terms of applying for our visas and things like that. It's all sort of...
So you mean it was a little bit difficult because of the paperwork or because the paperwork were too slow?
Not so much that they were too slow, but it was difficult because they wanted my birth certificate in a specific way that I just couldn't get it. I just could not get another birth certificate. They wanted it to be, they thought it was unreadable, so they wouldn't accept it. So I eventually managed to print off a version that was slightly better. And then it was my marriage certificate was too big and they wanted a smaller version. And then all the backwards and forwardsing would take weeks and weeks because you can't email them. And I still can't speak French well enough to telephone about complex things. So it would be done by post. And then they lost all my paperwork and I had to start again from scratch. So there was just, it was just annoying challenges in terms of actually getting through. And eventually I had a meeting with someone who helped me to sort it out. But it took a long, long time. And I was worried throughout that time that, you know, perhaps we weren't going to be accepted into the system and that sort of thing. But we have pretty much solved it. A slight problem this week that I've got to solve, but we're nearly there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you, what difficulties or things?
Well, for me, the registering the Jardin Créatif as I'm a professional libéral, because we have to have separate serial numbers, was easy. It was all done online. No problem whatsoever. In fact, it was so easy for me because Caroline did it all, so I didn't have to do anything. It was a breeze for myself, but no problems whatsoever. You know, I mean, I haven't had to see anybody like with Caroline. She had to make an appointment with the who was the council?
The MSA. Oh, the Chamber of Agriculture.
Which, you know, so you get to see people, and they were very helpful for me.
They
it's
were.
Just straight online, you know, and I fill in my also. Caroline fills in all the cotisation every quarter, don't you? Mm. And so I didn't do it. It's all easy for me. I just turn up at work on the every day when I have a course running. And Caroline's the brains behind everything. I think
I'm just more organised than you. Yeah. That's all.
Caroline's admin. She does administration and chef. Top chef.
I became ill in 2016.
Gemma, she lives in France for 2 years.
I became ill in 2016, quite seriously, spent about a third of the year in hospital, and that was a bit difficult because... a lot of the nurses don't speak English, and that was quite distressing, being not completely fluent and not knowing what was going on. It was quite difficult. And I did have one nurse that did say to me that didn't really give me a chance to speak French to her. She just automatically assumed that I didn't, and started having a go at me, saying that if it's her country and I should speak her language, even though she didn't give me the opportunity to speak French, she just went straight off into having a go at me in English, and that was very, very sad. But that's the only time I've ever really had a problem at all. Any other difficulties? Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because you think that it's something straightforward, i.e. you contact somebody to put in for septic or something like that, and you think that you've done it, but then you find out that weeks later that there was another bit of paperwork that you should have filled in, and you should have spoke to somebody else, and you kind of go around in circles before you get the end result. And that's quite difficult. We had the same with an electric. We had EDF put some electric line in, and we just trusted that EDF were doing what they should do, but actually it turned out that we should have asked the Mary where it could go and everything like that, and then we got problems years later by one of the neighbours who had complained that we didn't, but we just assumed that EDF knew where they should be put in an electric box. So it's all stuff like that that's quite difficult, because the processes in France that can be quite long-winded, and yeah, you tend to go around in circles before you get the right answer from anybody. So yeah, there's been challenges, definitely. But yeah, it gets easier the better you speak French, of course. But yeah.
Well, not an awful lot, to be perfectly honest.
John, he lives in France for 6 years.
Well, not an awful lot, to be perfectly honest, because I am still an outsider here. So, though I have worked with a French friend for a couple of years, there's not that much that I personally hate, though I suspect if I were French, I would find it the problem is much, much greater. I'm still an outsider, very much. I will always be so. I mean, the things I don't like, there's nothing I hate, but the things I don't like are, like I mentioned earlier, the fact that there's very little life on the street often in the little towns. People live their life behind, partly that's economic, in as much as I said, the business is taken out of the town into the nearest supermarket. But it's also partly that it's a very family-oriented culture, and people tend to stay behind their doors quite a lot. So they live kind of private lives, and there's very little sense of activity sometimes, not always true, periods of the day there's more going on, but you can drive into a town in maybe winter time and there is nobody there. There's nobody around at all. You can drive, be in it for 20 minutes and you won't see a soul, and that's really odd. And so I don't like that. I should complain about the bureaucracy, but my wife has done all that, so I have very little contact with it because I've done the house, so I can't complain about that. Maybe I should complain about fonctionnaire, but I have to say I've always found fonctionnaire to be helpful and kind, irritated by the restrictions on them caused by the system. They're equally irritated, in my experience. I've never had anybody deliberately screw me over or be unpleasant as a fonctionnaire. I have no problem with that at all. You gave me a list of questions, and I was thinking, what do I hate about France? Well, there isn't that much. I mean, politically, too right-wing, but everywhere's going right-wing. Everywhere's going right-wing. France suffers from the same bloody problems as everywhere else in terms of the right gaining power, gaining confidence. I'm struggling. Not that much. I'll think of something before the end of the interview.
So, did you met any bad surprise when you settled in France and with the beginning of your life in France?
No. I know France reasonably well. So culturally, there were no nasty surprises. No bad neighbours. In fact, our neighbours are delightful. The only nasty surprise was in this house. and there were there was far more work to do than I realised. I was naive in the extreme. We bought this place because we could afford it and because we liked the house. And I thought I could see all the damage because it's, you know, it's not a complex house. I thought I could see all the damage, but I couldn't. And when I removed the roof, I found some bad, bad news, which I took advice over repairing. And I didn't like the advice, so I ended up doing it another way completely. But I've had to do an enormous amount of work in the roof to make it. I mean, it was just savable. Much worse than it would have been a case of entirely replacing the roof, but no, it was possible to save it, and it's actually very strong now, so I'm not worried, it's fine now. But that, and far more to do downstairs everywhere, hadn't been maintained for about 1 million years, and it's a lovely old house, it's 400 and something years old, and that I love about it, you know, but it hadn't been maintained for generations, and there was just an enormous amount of work to do, and I'm 6 years on, I'm still doing it. And probably there's another 2 years work in it as well. So that was the only nasty surprise. There was another little surprise, actually, and you may ask a question about this, like, what don't I like? But I was a little surprised to find how badly the little towns inland have suffered economically. I mean, there's so much money has been sucked out of these little towns into the supermarkets, and I assume to the urban areas, and it didn't used to be like that when I first came over, and it's sort of, I hadn't honestly noticed it as much when I came over from holidays. You're sort of in a starry-eyed place when you're on holiday, but when you live here it becomes extremely obvious, and some of these little communities are really struggling. Well, economically, there's so little money around in land. At the coasts, there's far more money. But in our little commune has a population of less than 2,000 people. And, which means that probably 2/3 of the shops in the commune, if not more, are empty because all the money is going to the supermarket just on the edge of town. And young people tend to leave, and so their spending power is taken elsewhere, you know. A lot of these little communities are depopulated, and I was shocked to find that the population of our commune is probably less than the population of the street my brother lives in London. You know, that's astonishing. That's all of the little villages around. So that's why there's no cafes open, because there's no passing trade, you know. And they're struggling. I don't know how the hell they survive, frankly, you know, because the mayor has to spend a lot of money. You know, I don't know how the mayor's managed to sustain to maintain everything they have to do. Presumably they get money from central government, because they certainly aren't raising that money from taxation, you know. But that's really the only surprise, to be honest.
Paperwork.
Amanda, she lives in France since 2016.
Paperwork. At the moment, I haven't found anything that I could say, oh, I hate that, because as yet, I've not come across anything that's caused me much problems. So hopefully there won't be any nasty surprises.
And did you meet any bad surprises?
So far, no. Paperwork was a given. We expected that there would always be lots of paperwork. But at the moment, no, we've not had any bad surprises, so hopefully it'll continue.
But the thing I don't like about France, here we are, is the low-wage economy. I mean, my God, I was working as a handyman in the UK for £25 an hour 6 years ago. I can charge, the minimum that I would ever charge is €15 an hour now. And if I can get more than that, I'll get more than that. But I work entirely legally. I don't work on the black, which is another thing, actually, that annoys me too. I don't work on the black, therefore I lose 25% of my earnings immediately. And so, as you can see, therefore, do the numbers, the hourly rate is actually very low. It's less than half what I would be getting in the UK. And that's a shame. But somehow or other one manages, you know.
actually going back to bad surprises, it's been a bit of a shock with the amount that you have to pay out in taxes and charges and all of the outgoings, and that's a real eye-opener. It feels like there's always some tax that you need to pay, and I feel like you have to, you pay more of your wages out in tax here than you would in England, and that's difficult. We feel like you have to work a lot to be able to cover that. But the lifestyle, the work that I do and the work that my partner does is nicer and it's more enjoyable, so that's the benefit, the bonus.